you seen an orthopedic surgeon?
I'm glad I've been referred to.
Patient name, Russell James. James is spelled J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth, 12/22/56. Date of service, 3/16/23. This is a 66-year-old male patient. Here is a follow-up to a motor vehicle accident. This motor vehicle accident actually occurred on December 12th of 22. He has had prior history of back problems and, for instance, cervical spinal issues and lower as well, and bilateral arthritis in his hips, which seems to impede some of his ambulation. But since that accident, he tells me that all of his feelings of pain has become worse. Period, new paragraph. Of special note, I am dictating this note in his presence in the exam room. Period, new paragraph. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, all reviewed in the chart, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, arthritis of the hips, surgical history. He did have a pacemaker placed and also bypass surgery, cardiac bypass surgery, May of 2022. Social history, he does continue to smoke one pack of cigarettes on a daily basis. Period, new paragraph on exam. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, interacts well with me through the exam. He is using a cane for ambulation assistance. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck, no thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy, soft. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, obese. Period, new paragraph, examination of the lower extremities. There is no lower extremity edema. Patient does have full range of motion in the arms and the legs. It's just what his movements seem to cause him pain, and more so since the accident. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Back pain and shoulder pain. Patient will be given a Medrol dose pack. He is due to start physical therapy tomorrow. He will continue with that. It is likely that the patient will also need to be referred to an orthopedic specialist as well. Period, new paragraph. By way of history, patient did have a spinal decompression on the cervical spine in 2013. Period, new paragraph. Since the accident, the pain has been more constant. He tells me that when he goes to the grocery store, he gets worn out and his whole back and through his shoulders seems to start throbbing. He feels as though since all of this has been subsequent to the accident, that there is some additional effect and deterioration he has felt related to his status. Period, new paragraph, I am looking at a CT scan on his spine. There is L4 to L5 spondylolisthesis of L4 and L5, hypertrophic central canal stenosis. On L5 to S1, there is a right to left paracentral 1.5 millimeter disc protrusion and moderate bilateral facet arthrosis, mild to moderate bilateral neural foraminal compromise. Period, new paragraph. Once again, patient continues with pain to the extent where he is needed to purchase a four-point cane for assistance in ambulation. Thank goodness he has not fallen, but he feels as though use of the cane has helped him with that. Period, new paragraph. Once again, we're going to refer him to an orthopedic specialist, and he starts physical therapy tomorrow. Period, new paragraph. I'm dictating this in his presence today. At the end of our session, I'll answer any questions that he has.